57, stop! Inside him, 14 yards, stick the toe!
On a recent Tuesday afternoon, the members of the Minichog High School football team in Wilbraham, Massachusetts, are running through a practice, and there's a lot of running involved, a lot of stutter-stepping around cones, and some passing, too, and plenty of encouragement. In at least one respect, the practice reflects the way Minichog plays. Nobody's standing around, everybody's involved. Quarterback Kyle Trombley wouldn't have it any other way.
I mean, the tempo of it, the fast pace, I've never seen anything like that before. And it was kind of hard to learn at first, but now that we got the hang of it, it's awesome.
Kyle Trombley's coach, Steve Alasso, couldn't agree more. For years, he's embraced a no-huddle offense featuring continuous movement, the up-tempo approach to what is so often a game of 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
It's a thing of beauty. My dog's named Tempo. I named my dog Tempo. I have a Bernese Mountain Dog I named Tempo. That's how committed I am to. Tempo changed my life.
Which is not to suggest that Coach Alasso and his quarterback agree on everything. In fact, Alasso recently took to the phone because Trombley didn't like a play Alasso wanted to run.
I have a very special quarterback. He's probably smarter than I am.
On the other end of the conference call that included scores of high school coaches was Tony Franklin, the offensive coordinator at the University of California at Berkeley. He's the inventor of the up-tempo offense he markets to Alasso and his other subscribers.
Yeah, well, there's two ways to handle it. Number one...
The conference calls occur each week, but Franklin is also available to his clients via email. He says he's as likely to learn from the high school coaches as they are from him.
Whenever I do a seminar, whenever I do a conference call on a Sunday, I listen to their ideals. I listen to them say, Coach, I'm having this issue. Another coach will come on the phone and he'll go, we did this 2 weeks ago against somebody, and I'll sit there and go, wow, that's brilliant. I wish I'd thought of it. And then I'll go out and I'll implement it myself.
Franklin's theory is that no coach ever convinced a student to come out for football by promising him drudgery.
You know, nobody wants to go out and block a sled for an hour, but everybody likes to run out on Thanksgiving Day in their backyard and play catch. And so the idea is that the more people that touch the ball, the more people that are involved in it, then the greater camaraderie that you have on your football team, the more people want to come out.
And more people coming out means a greater chance that you get the good athletes on your team. So Franklin's offense provides lots of players with lots of opportunities. Steve Alasso says it works for Minichog High.
I think 1 year I had 7 guys who had 10 receptions or more. I mean, that's pretty impressive for a high school. I think last game we had 13 or 14 players touch the ball, either with a pass reception or a run. So the offense gives you that opportunity as a coach. And it's a great program builder, too. Plus, it's exciting.
Exciting and then some. Alasso references one especially frantic game involving two teams employing the Tony Franklin system. At the end, the scoreboard read 82-80. And remember, this is football, not basketball, though the confusion might be understandable.
If the offense is executed correctly, it's almost like basketball on grass. It's really a thing of beauty.
Okay, a thing of beauty, but since it's also a thing lots of coaches talk about on the telephone with each other each week, isn't that offense also a thing opponents could steal? Most coaches worry about that possibility, but Tony Franklin maintains that if the offense is run effectively, it shouldn't matter if the opponent knows what's coming, and he's put that theory to the test.
Sometimes I'm on the field during a game, and I'll yell at a DB and tell him, we're going to run a streak, we're going to run it right by you, and most of the time they think I'm teasing them, but I'm usually telling them the truth.
Franklin came up with a system and the plan for marketing it when he was between coaching jobs years ago. At each interview since then, he's made sure potential employers are comfortable with his sideline and the attendant accumulation of high school coaches as secular acolytes. So far this season, the offense Franklin runs at Cal Berkeley has been exceptionally successful. The team is among the nation's top 25 for the first time since 2010. Tony Franklin has reason to be proud of that, but he says he takes more pride in his work as a coach businessman, making scores of high school coaches and players happier in their work and play with a system he shares with them each week in those conference calls.
Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Take care.